Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Open your Bibles, would you please, to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. We invite you to listen carefully to the Word. I'm going to take, as we go through the Word today, I'm going to talk on a specific subject that I feel like impressed the Lord wants me to cover, so I'm going to cover this subject today. Typically, you might talk about, and I'm sure some churches they talk about, you know, the birth of Jesus, because that's what Christmas is about, and, you know, the shepherds out there in the field, and the angels appearing to them, and all of that, and you know, if you've been raised in a traditional church like I was, you know, you've heard that. You know all that. And so I won't cover any of that. I'm going to try and teach you maybe something that you didn't know was in the Word of God, and maybe something you didn't know that was in the plan of God. And we'll cover some of that instead of, we don't necessarily do things just by tradition around here. We don't believe in letting tradition rule us. We believe in letting the Holy Spirit rule us and then the Word of God rule us as well. So there's a lot in the Word of God, not just the birth of Jesus, although thank God for that. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the Lord is talking to and addressing under the Old Testament. You realize it was the children of Israel, the Jewish nation that he had brought out of bondage, out of slavery. And he was bringing them into, and he had told them it many times, he was bringing them into a relationship with himself. And in doing that relationship with himself, there would be some benefits that would result of walking with God and trusting God your whole life with all your heart. And, you know, not with half your heart, because you can't get the Bible to work for you halfway. If you're a half-stepper with God, then you eliminate yourself from many of the blessings that he intends for you to have. And we'll look at some scripture along that line, but that's beside the point for now. Look at Deuteronomy there, that 8th chapter. But before you do, back up just briefly, one chapter to the 7th chapter. And let's look at the 15th verse. This is one of the benefits. He's bringing the Israelites. We call them believers in God. Of course, under the New Testament, we're believers in God as well. We just accept his son as the sacrifice for our sin. That 7th chapter, Deuteronomy, the 15th verse, he says, "The Lord will remove from you all sickness." Now, he's promising this to the children of Israel, the Israelites. "The Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he'll not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt, which you've known, but he'll lay them on all that hate you." Now, the Hebrew is permissive, and it means he will allow them to be laid on those that hate you. But it's interesting. This is a side note. It's not our topic, but it's a side note to point out to you all of the blessings that are yours in Jesus Christ as believers in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And one of them there, he specifies, was for him to remove sickness from your midst. In other words, heal you of anything you need to be healed of. And then, as you read in the Old Testament, see, some people think, well, if God heals me of everything, then would I never die? Well, no, he didn't promise you would never die. You're going to die. All of us, the Bible says, it's appointed upon man wants to die. And then after that, judgment. So we know we're going to die. He said in Exodus that the number of your days, he'll take sickness away from the midst, and the number of your days you'll fulfill. So there'll be a number of your days, and then you can go on to heaven, and with long life he'll satisfy you, but you can live well in those days. It's God's plan for you too, as you can see there. Now, if you're going to be smart, which I pray that you all will, is that you won't fuss with the Bible, you'll just accept it. See, if you're going to fight with the Word, and some people will. They'll fight for the right to be sick. But don't fuss and fight with the Word. Just accept what he says. If he says that I'll remove all sickness from your midst, well, he'll do that. He'll do that. How will he do it? Well, how do I get it to work for? Well, that's not our topic. I don't have time for that. But I'm just pointing out that there's a lot of blessings that are in the Scriptures for you. And if you don't know about them, or if you do know about them and don't exercise proper faith, then, of course, you would never have them. Everything in the Bible doesn't work automatically. It has to be exercised. Your faith does to receive it. But in the 8th chapter now, we're talking about here a different subject, about God's will to bless you financially. Now, a lot of folks don't know that that's God's will. They've never been taught that. Don't even know it's in the scriptures. But you know that it is absolutely in the scriptures and in many, many places in the scriptures. We're not talking about just one isolated verse or just one isolated verse even from the Old Testament. But a number of places. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on a whole chapter and all. I'm just going to read several verses, and I'm not going to take a lot of time maybe to expound on all of them. I have in times past. But I just want to take you to several different places in the Bible that talks about God's will to bless you financially, to make you rich. Said there he wants to keep you healthy. That's the seventh chapter. Eighth chapter, he talks about wanting to make them rich. And then some people read all of these things and they say, that sounds too good to be true. Could God really be like that? Well, yes. Not only could he be, he is. And of course, there's a lot that goes into it. We're only going to cover one side of it today. We're only going to cover the side of illustrating from the Bible that it is, in fact, his will to do so. Now, how it happens for you is another matter. And whether it happens for you is another matter. And that's up to you. But it is his will to bless you financially. I don't know about you, but that's okay. I like that. I think that's a great promise. And you say, can I have that? Well, you won't be a billionaire tomorrow, I can tell you that. And some of you may never be. But I guarantee you what he promises you is to have an abundant supply, to have more than enough, enough not just for you, but to have enough for yourself, for your church, for your family. And as the book of Proverbs says, a righteous man can leave an inheritance to his children's children. That would be your grandkids. And so God, that's his will. And we're just going to go look at, see, because I've spent the last 27 years reading the scriptures every day. So maybe you haven't, and you may not know where to look for these things. And that would be my job, is to show you where to find what's in the Bible that God promises you, because you won't know where to look unless you study it. So that's what we'll do. I'll take you to some different places. And if you've got a Bible and you want to follow along with me, great. And if you don't, well, then just listen carefully to us. He's taken the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of slavery. So you can't talk about any, you know, your hard beginnings, and maybe you don't have anything. Neither did they. Hey, it's hard for a lot of folks. But God doesn't see hard. He doesn't know hard. Nothing's too hard for him, as the Bible tells us. So he says that I'm going to start with verse 1. All of the commandments that I'm commanding you today that you should be careful to do, that you might live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God's led you in the wilderness these 40 years. You know they were out there 40 years. That he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry, and he fed you with manna, which you didn't know, nor your fathers know. You remember the manna came down from heaven. It was a bread type substance. That he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone or only, but man lives by everything or every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Your clothing didn't wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. He's talking about miraculous provision. And then you're to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you or instructing you as a man disciplines or instructs his son. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and fear him, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, fountains, springs, flowing forth of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Now listen, a land where you shall eat food without scarcity, in which you shall not lack anything, a land in whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you could dig copper. When you've eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he gave you. Beware that you don't forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command you today. Otherwise, when you've eaten, now listen, when you've eaten and are satisfied and you've built good houses and lived in them, now notice that, built good houses and lived in them. Somebody said, I just want a shack in the corner of glory land. Well, there ain't none up there. You won't get a shack in the corner of glory land because he doesn't have one. The only thing he's got up in heaven for you, according to John's gospel, is a mansion, a good one. But you notice here, even in this natural side of the earth, he said, when you built good houses and lived in them, please erase from your thinking that mindset that maybe we think is a humble mindset. to where we say, well, I just want enough for me and my family. That's not God's plan. I said, that's not his plan. That's selfish. To be real honest, well, you may not realize it is, but it is. Well, I just want enough for me and my kids. Well, what about the kid next door? Or what about your grandkid or some unfortunate child? Now, he's got other things in mind for you to help, not just yourself. Now, look, he said, otherwise, when you've eaten and are satisfied and built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, see, that's how they made their living. Now, look, and your silver and your gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies. See, flocks, herds, that's how they made their living. Silver, gold, he specifies it, multiplies. Didn't say added, multiplies. And he said, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud if you're not careful, and you'll forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. And he led you through a great and terrible wilderness as fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there wasn't any water, but he brought forth water out of a rock. In the wilderness he fed you with manna, and your fathers didn't know that he could humble you. Now look, that he might test you to do good for you in the end. To do good for you in the end. See, some folks never get past the humble part. They never get past the testing part. They don't pass the test. When things go wrong in their life, what's the first thing they do? They grumble. They fuss. They don't have faith. They don't say, hey, God, I know you're going to take care of this. Now you watch and see. This will turn around. God will take care of it. I don't know how. I don't have to know how. Faith is the substance of things not seen. If you could see it, you wouldn't need to have faith for it, would you? No, you have faith and you say, no, I know this will turn around. You watch and see. God will turn it around. He always said he would. He always does. But no, as it turns out, most folks grumble and even some folks rail against God.
Just to trust his cleansing blood, just and simple faith.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Prosperity is for You Too. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.